In announcing for the Democratic presidential nomination, Bernie Sanders jumps into an already crowded Democratic field, and his campaign takes aim at doubters who say Sanders is too far left or too old to win the grand prize. So looking at some of that in the general election, Holly Otterbein, national political reporter for Politico, who is often based in Philly, but right now from Washington. And what about that? The Sanders campaign's case that this is the time for Sanders, even though some others say his time has passed.
One of the major critiques of Bernie Sanders is that he cannot win a general election, that he's too far out there to do that. And the Bernie Sanders team is already striking back and saying that, in fact, not only could he defeat Trump, but his aides think that he could possibly upend the general electoral map by putting states in play, possibly, and let me underline possibly here, that a normal, traditional Democratic presidential candidate could not. So states like Kansas or the Dakotas or Nebraska or Montana or maybe even West Virginia, they say that his anti-establishment brand and his economic populist message appeal to a unusual and untraditional group of voters.
I guess we get to fundamentally whether the word populist trumps, and I guess I use that verb intentionally, but whether the word populist and the whole associations we have with that word trumps conservative versus liberal, right-wing versus left-wing, and all the rest, because conventionally we've assumed people who vote for a right-wing candidate would never consider voting for a left-wing candidate, although it was possible to find people who supported Trump who said that if it had been Sanders as the nominee of the Democrats rather than Hillary Clinton, they would have given him a look.
Sure, and Bernie Sanders' team says that, you know, as he has shown and also as President Trump has shown, we're not in a binary, two-dimensional left-right paradigm anymore. That was an exact quote from Bernie's pollster. Certainly, Republicans have already started to brand him as a hardcore socialist, a self-described Democratic socialist, but they are saying that he is equivalent to, you know, Venezuela. And they are going to continue to argue that, and I think make it probably a feature of the campaign against any Democratic presidential candidate, including Bernie Sanders.
And that's going to be the branding. No, it's not social safety net Sweden, Germany, Norway. It's a hardcore lefty would take over all industries. It would be Venezuela and all that, even though Bernie Sanders has never said that that was his aim. Let me get to, though...
He's criticized Venezuela.
Yes. Let me get to another essential point, though, and that is, hasn't there been polling that in the end many Democrats are going to look at who they believe is most likely to topple Trump? That in the end, even if they are tickled by another candidate, they're going to vote for the one they believe earnestly is the most elected. And so then you get to psychology, political calculation on the part of Democratic voters.
Absolutely. It's early. It's very, very early. But right now, voters are telling pollsters that most of them value electability, the ability to beat Trump, who they desperately want out of the White House, versus ideology. And let me be clear, I'm talking about Democratic and Democratic-leaning independent voters. But it is a major concern, and it's a major concern across all ages. Percentages of older voters, women, and people of color are concerned and want a candidate who can defeat Trump even if they disagree with their ideology.
Let me play devil's advocate with you here since you're based in Pennsylvania. And of course, Pennsylvania has broad swaths of fairly rural, predominantly white territory that very much went for Trump. I'm guessing that Sanders would do better with some of those people potentially than in the Deep South or the Plains, where the paramount issue is Supreme Court justices, abortion, protection of religion, that sort of thing. And of course, if that's the preeminent thing, Bernie Sanders is not going to be the solution to those people. They'll go Trump again, even if they hold their nose in some cases.
The Sanders campaign doesn't necessarily think that it can win in these extremely red rural counties and places like Pennsylvania, but they think they can lose by less. They think that they can appeal to a significant group, if not the majority of the voters there, including in places like Western Pennsylvania that have a lot of old school union former Democrats who have voted for Trump. And so that's their theory. I think there's certainly some evidence that that could work. His team also argues that he has years of representing rural voters and so knows how to talk to these people. At the same time, I mean, Pennsylvania politics is so complicated. We saw the rise of several left-wing candidates endorsed by the Democratic Socialists of America win state legislative seats, so real victories for the left wing there. At the same time, we saw moderate candidates like Connor Lamb, the Democrat who won the special election last year, also have a lot of strength. And we saw suburban, you know, fairly traditional Democrats win in the midterm elections last year.
So
Pennsylvania is a complex place, but it'll be interesting to watch.
I guess if you're progressive inclined, you can find the evidence for your argument. If you're, you tend to be a little bit more centrist, still left of center, but more centrist, you'll find the arguments for your point of view in states such as Pennsylvania. Okay, anything else I haven't asked that to you is an important point about the Sanders campaign's outlook?
Well, I'll add something about the GOP. They clearly understand that electability is a real concern among Democratic voters and voters, independent voters as well, who are fond of Trump. And so they're already knocking Sanders and saying that he was unable to defeat Hillary Clinton. So that is an electability argument right there.
Yeah, of course, if you're conservative and truly believe Sanders would be a liability for the Democrats, in theory, you would tout Sanders as the one that Donald Trump fears the most, but that isn't clear. I mean, maybe Donald Trump fears Biden or Klobuchar or somebody else the most. Who knows? But okay, Holly, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.